Today's reading is Matthew 1, starting
at verse 18. Joseph accepts Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Okay, well, before we look at that together, should we pray? Let's just pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you that it's true. And we pray now, please, that you would help us, as we look at it together, help us to understand it and to see more of Jesus. Amen. Well, before Jesus was born, we knew it would be a really special delivery. So the prophets in the Old Testament, they'd spoken about this special baby that was going to come. And maybe some of you have been getting special deliveries. Maybe you've been last minute buying on Amazon, frantically trying to get all of those presents. Or maybe something really exciting is coming in the post from someone else and you don't know what it is. But Jesus' delivery was really special. So have a look at verse 18. It says, "This is how his birth came about. Mary, his mother, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit." So Jesus' birth was special. Now, if you don't know where babies come from, that's not normally how it happens. Okay, babies don't normally get born by the Holy Spirit. But his delivery, his birth, was going to be from God. That's why it was so special. Now, I've got a very special delivery here, and it's something that's going to help us with our talk today. This is not where babies come from either. They don't come from IKEA. But this big present here, this is going to help us understand a bit more about the passage that we've just read. So what we're going to do is we're going to play Pass the Parcel, and each layer is going to show us something different about Jesus. Now, if you can try and keep the layers together as a whole, because we're going to stick them up along that wall there. So if you've just got coats on the side, could you remove them off the tables, please? And I need someone who's quite tall who can help me stick them up. Daniel Hotchkiss, you're quite tall. Are you happy to do that for me? So you can stand on the tables and then stick them to the windows as we unwrap them. So when the music stops, if you don't know how to play Pass the Parcel, you open a layer, pass it that way, we'll get it to Dan, and we'll stick them along the wall, and we'll find out what it says. There are some Brussels sprouts in each layer, chocolate ones, don't worry. But if I forgot to put one in, then I will give you one if you feel like you've missed out. So let's start here. Let's go along the rows. Let's go. Wait, there is music. Wait for the music. There we go. Born unto us this day, a Savior. Gifted from heaven to a manger. Okay, first layer. All right, as Dan sticks us up, Mark's going to come and explain what this means to us. Can you shout out what it says? No, this one. There we go. Happy birthday. Oh, no, sorry, we're going to do two, aren't we? We're going to do the next one as well. So let's go again, Steve.
Well done, Ryan, for unwrapping. So we have two pieces of paper unwrapped now. We have Happy Birthday and we have Jesus. Now, Lucas and I were out shopping 2 days ago in Windsor, and we went to Daniel's department store, if you know that, and we were walking through Daniel's department store, and we saw these bars of chocolate in a big display stand, just like this one, big bar of chocolate. But these were slightly more special because they were Cadbury's bars of chocolate, just like this, but they were wrapped up with an additional piece of purple-coloured paper, and it had the name and had names of people on the paper. And we looked at this display stand, and we were very excited because we could find the name Alex. And it was Alex's birthday 2 days ago, so we were going to buy Alex one of these bars with the name Alex written on it. But then we saw the price. And it was £5 for £1 bar of chocolate with an additional piece of paper. So me being me, I made my own. Look at that. There you go. So there's the name Alex for his birthday. Isn't that wonderful? No expense spared for my dearly beloved son who's just turned 20. So so this was the one for Alex. But it's not Alex's birthday today, is it? Because we know whose birthday is it?
Jesus.
No. Now, they didn't have the name Jesus in Daniel's supermarket, and that's not really surprising because the name Jesus is a really special name. Do you remember what the angel told Joseph? He said that you are to call the baby Jesus, and it's because the name Jesus actually means Savior. He's going to save people from their sins. Do you remember the definition of sin? It's shove off God, I'm in charge, no to God's rule, sin. And Jesus is going to save us from living that life. He's going to save us from saying, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to God's rule. And he's going to save us from the consequences of living in that way too. So we are going to talk more about that later, but now we're going to sing Happy Birthday. Is that right?
Sure.
Yes, we're going to sing Happy Birthday, band. Oh, really? Band, we are. Come and start me. Someone's come and start. Happy birthday. Oh, thank you, Andy. Thank you, Andy. Right, and during this song, you may pop your party poppers because it's a happy birthday party. Okay, are we ready? If I start, it will go two octaves too low, probably. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Well done. Volunteers for cleaning up afterwards, gladly accepted. I think we're going to play Pass the Parcel again now, is that right? Yep, Pass the Parcel. Can we have some music?
Okay, what does that one say? Born. Okay, then we're going to do one more layer. So let's go again. So, happy birthday, Jesus. He was born ordinary. So, Jesus' birth, it was a normal birth, much like a normal baby, much like all of us were born a long, long time ago, like Ian, some of us more recently. We were all born from our mums. But Jesus, there was lots that was unspectacular about his birth. He wasn't born in a palace. He was born in a stable. Actually, his first visitors weren't royalty and kings and queens. They were stinky shepherds come straight down from the hills. Actually, his dad wasn't a wealthy person. He was a poor carpenter. And Mary was an outcast in society. It was probably much like people thought it was a teenage pregnancy. Actually, Jesus was ordinary and his family were poor. But he came for everyone. He didn't just come for the rich and the special. Actually, he came for everyone. He was born ordinary. And he would have been like a normal baby. So he would have cried. He would have needed feeding. If you can remember all the way back when you were a baby, actually, there was nothing you could do for yourself. We need our mums and our dads to do everything for us. So he would have needed naps. He would have needed cuddling. He would have pooed and thrown up and all of those delightful things that babies do. But Jesus was just like us in that way and in lots of ways. When we sing sometimes in carol services, we sing "Once in Royal David City." And one of the lines says, he was little, weak and helpless. Tears and smiles like us he knew. So we were all like that. We were all little, weak and helpless when we were born. And Jesus was just like that. But it's really important that Jesus was like us, that he was fully human as well as being fully God, because he's the one that would represent us. We needed someone who was a human to be that representative to us before God. And that's why it's really important that Jesus was born ordinary, just like a normal human baby. Okay, next two layers, or next one, sorry. Where's the parcel got to? All right, let's go. All of the earth rejoice, it's Christmas time.
Yep, just hold on for that minute, one. Andrew and Jeremy, thank you. And we're going to put up that piece of paper, and can somebody reading it as they go past shout out what it says? Expected King. Thank you very much, Expected King. So sometimes people wonder what the Old Testament in the Bible is all about. The actual answer is the Old Testament's all about Jesus, just like the New Testament is all about Jesus as well. And the Old Testament points forward to Jesus, shows us that Jesus is going to be coming, and Jesus is prophesied in the Old Testament. The Old Testament says that he is going to come. And it says, so for example, in Isaiah is quoted in verses 22 and 23, and it says, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Now, it's worth thinking about that, what God with us means. Because God is quite big, isn't he? Is God this big? Is God that big? No. Is God bigger than that? He's bigger than that. Is he bigger than that?
Bigger.
Is it bigger than my arms?
Bigger.
Yeah. So he's bigger than this whole building. He's bigger than this whole school. He's bigger than the whole work. He's bigger than the whole world. He's bigger than the whole universe. He's even bigger than the hamburger, isn't he? That's a song reference, in case you didn't get it. So God is huge. And yet he becomes very, very small in a human baby. You see, the Old Testament had already talked about God as being close to his people, but he was a very scary God. He was plumes of fire and smoke, and in a temple where nobody could approach him without being a high priest. But now he's going to come and be with us in a new way, an approachable way. In a way that we can relate to as human beings. He is himself going to be a human being, and that is truly amazing. Now, lots of Old Testament prophecies, as I said, prophesied that this child was coming, but the people have been waiting for a very long time. There have been over 400 years since the last prophet has spoken about Jesus. I mean, if we feel like we've been waiting a long time for Christmas Day to arrive, and we've been counting days down the days in the Advent calendar, then it's nothing compared to how long they had waited, hundreds of years. But and over the last few weeks in our readings, and from Isaiah particularly, we see that the coming baby is going to be a king. But he's no ordinary king. He's Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, as Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 9. So he's the king who's going to guide us through life's complexities. He's the king who's going to reach out to us with power and love. He's the king who cares for us like a father, but not a father like me, who gets grumpy and tired and stressed sometimes. He's the king who brings true peace, the true peace that really counts, peace with God. Because he is the forever king, whose kingdom will never go to end. He is Emmanuel, he is God with us, and that is really exciting. We're going to play Pass the Parcel again, which is also really exciting. I can see you getting in the mood. Let's have some music. It's Christmas, let His praise resound. It's Christmas, so lift up your voice and sing out His
praise. Okay, so the last one says...
Good news.
Good news.
What if it's hard done by, doesn't
it? Oh, you didn't? I'll give you a sprout at the end for your hard work. There's not much good news when you turn on BBC News today, is there? It's often, well, lately to do with Brexit and elections, but I won't go into that. But actually, the birth of Jesus is good news, and that's what the angels came to say. It's not just good advice. Good advice would be try your best, do harder, live well. But this is good news, the message of Jesus, good news, and that's why it's written down for us in our Bibles. See, it's incredible, isn't it? When God was born, when Jesus was born, you could have held God as a baby. Now, the middle of the Pass the Parcel is always the most exciting bit, isn't it? Does anyone want to come and open and see what's in the middle? Liam, do you want to come? Okay, go, quick. Well done. There you go. Come and open it up. See what's in the middle of the Pass the Parcel. Do you know what? It will just open up. Should do. There we go. Is that... he doesn't look very excited. You can't see his face. But let's... It's a baby. Liam, you're not very excited. Don't worry. I put air holes in. Don't worry. Imagine when baby Jesus was born, you could have held God. Now, it's always good news when a baby's born, isn't it? You get that text that comes through that you've been waiting for, and then you find out, oh, how much did he weigh? How's mum doing? How's baby doing? And actually, it is really exciting, isn't it? I love every time I get a new niece or nephew. It's always really exciting. And everyone wants a cuddle. But it was truly good news when the king of the world, when Jesus was born. It's good news because of what this king came to do. I'm going to put the baby in the manger over here. Oh, the manger's broken. I'll just leave that there. It's good news because of what it says in verse 21, of what Jesus came to do. They were to give birth to a son and to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So they're to call him Jesus, and that means, his name means he will save. He will grow up to save his people from their sins. And that's what he did. When he was about age 30, he grew up and he died on the cross. And his mother Mary was there and she was looking on as he died. Now Bethlehem in the stable started with a baby in a manger with a baby's cry. And actually the story finished with Jesus on the cross when he died for us. His final cry was, "It is finished," so that we could be forgiven. He died on the cross for us to save us. Can we stick this up? Can you stick this up just there, please? Is that okay? Thank you. And so from that cry from the beginning with the baby to the end with Jesus on the cross was all for us. It was the greatest gift so that we could know God, and so we could have that relationship with him. Mark.
I'm guessing that many of you weren't that surprised when we opened the box and pulled out a baby on Christmas Day, if you've been around Christmas days in church for a number of years. But sometimes you receive presents that get you really excited and it's going to be really surprising. And when you open them up, you're just so excited about what might be in there. And sometimes you get presents that are less exciting. You open them up and you've got a pair of brown nylon socks or something like that. And then you just sort of have to say thank you to the person, don't you? Trying to be sound as sincere as possible. I am completely useless at sounding sincere when trying to thank people. So why do we give presents on Christmas Day, though? Why do we give presents on Christmas Day? After all, it's not our birthday. Why does Roz receive recycled earrings from John? At least we assume it was John. Why does Julie get her new coat on Christmas Day? It's not their birthday. It's not their birthday at all. Well, the answer is, of course, that giving presents to each other reminds us that God has given us a present, the best present of all, because he has given to us Jesus, the baby who is God himself. There can be no other greater present than that, because as we've seen, Jesus is our Savior. He's going to save us from our sins. He's going to save us from that attitude that says, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your rule. He's going to save us from that. He saves us from the consequences of that. And he is our King, who is powerfully with us, who helps us in life's difficulties, and is close to us, not like the Queen, who we never see. So he is our Saviour and our King. He is the greatest present we could possibly ever receive. So when you receive Jesus, or when you are offered Jesus, you can't just say, oh, thank you, that's just what I've really wanted, in an insincere sort of way. You actually have to think, okay, well, who is this Jesus? Is he really as important as people say he is? Is he really as important as 2,000 years worth of celebrations year by year on this day, December 25th, suggest that he is? Well, let me suggest that he is that important. He is your Saviour and your King, and every single one of us here this morning needs both a Saviour and a good King, an everlasting King, a King whose reign will last forever. So we have two options, really, don't we? We can say, well, thank you very much, you know, that's nice, and go on with our normal lives. Or we can respond as the shepherds did, with excitement and joy, rushing to go and see Jesus, praising God as they went. And we can react as the wise men did, coming to see Jesus, offering gifts, bowing down, and worshipping him. And the only gift that we can really give Jesus is ourselves, our own lives, our faith in him. So I'm going to have a little pause, and then I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing our last song, which is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for sending King Jesus into this world to live a perfect life, to die and to rise again, so that we might be forgiven of our sins and we might be brought in to a new kingdom when we put our faith and trust in him. So Lord, I pray for each one of us here as we very soon enter into a new year. May we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. May we make him our Saviour and our King. And may we just delight in him and find our happiness, our peace and contentment in him in every single day in our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.